Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Congrats on the win, Tom. Great first 40 minutes for you. How important was a good start tonight?
Okay, there we go. Now it's better. Yeah, I mean, you always want a good start. I mean, mostly a Friday night at home, and it's what I told Winston Maggs as I went in the locker room. I was mad because we played a heck of a first period, and it was 1-1, you know? And you want that thing. You want to be up 1-0, mostly, again, Friday night. The road team, it's always hard. It's hard for us on the road on a Friday night first period. And obviously there's exceptions to the rule, but you want to, you know, it was frustrating when they scored that first one because we played so well, guys. And it just, not only the shots, but I thought time of possession, scoring chances, there's a lot of things. But it was 1-1. That's hockey. And so now you got game on. But again, we responded in the second, I thought, pretty good. And, we still got to learn how to play with a lead. We got to have a little more maturity in our game in the third period because, again, it's tough. I mean, it's just so hard, college hockey. And we had a two-goal lead, you know, thankfully. But you got to manage it. You got to still try to attack. You got to manage it. There's a lot of different things that you're juggling, but you got to know how to win those games.
Well, then you juggle the goalie a little bit with Matias going down there late in the second period. Obviously, not able to come out. And the third, that throws you a little curveball, too.
Yes, it does, Biss. You got a cold goaltender, and, Schulze was playing very well.
Power play, Tom, looked the part tonight. How important is that not only the east-west movement, but quick north-south or south-north movement on that power play the last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, we found ice on that. He was going downhill on the weak side right there, which we've been working on, that downhill play. And it was nice to see him. Usually he goes short side. He went far side right there, which I'm glad he did. And, it's always work in progress.
Well, the battle level, I thought, was high for you guys right from the shoot. I mean, you won a lot of those close puck battles tonight, particularly in the first 40 minutes.
I thought our defensive core had a high battle level tonight, Biss. I totally agree with you. And we still got to get better at puck management. We just got to get better in puck management. We still have to have a physical element to our game, and there's some things that we got to clean up. But again, it's just the way it is. It's a new group. It's the way it is, and we got to keep coaching, and they got to keep playing.
Might have been his first shift, but Vince Corcoran threw a heck of a hip check.
Yeah, that was old fashioned.
When was the last time you saw one of those?
I know, it was old fashioned. I loved it.
What a big difference, though, to have both Will and Vince back in your lineup here this season now, here for the first time.
Well, Will's a warrior. He's got a high battle level. Vinny's obviously he's silky smooth. He can break the puck out, and he's tough as nails for a guy 5'8".
Jake McLean, rather, gets his first career goal. Smart heads he play. We actually talked to him in the second period. He goes, normally I'm shutting the wall off. He goes, but I saw that we maybe had a chance to get the puck down below the goal, and I went right towards the net. Smart IQ play.
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, the goaltender mishandled it, and he was coming off from a line change. So, yeah, he was Johnny on the spot.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers win tonight by the final score of 3-2.